This is a great idea, a dry pub that's been set up in Weymouth. We're joined by Sam Watson. Morning, Sam.
Good morning. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you as well. And I saw this, and this is, so the dry dock, I love the play on words, first of all, the pub that doesn't serve alcohol. So the idea around this is a safe space, and I know that you yourself, you're a recovering alcoholic, so you can sort of see the benefits of this, I guess, in your own life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my journey into recovery is part of the theory behind the idea and part of the motivation that I had to put this project together. But it's a bit more further reaching than that, because my journey with addiction stemmed from a journey through mental health, through mental ill health. And so I wanted to create a space for positive mental health, a community space for everyone to get together and for everyone to be able to socialise in sort of in a different way.
Yeah, and I understand you do all the things that you would normally find at a pub. So we're talking about jukebox, pool tables, pub quiz, all that sort of stuff. Just no alcohol. But I think you don't need to have alcohol to be able to have a good night. And a lot of people, you know, may find it hard to be in a pub that serves alcohol, you know, particularly if you're a recovering alcoholic, temptation and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's again, another reason where it comes from. We want to create that space where everyone's welcome, whether they're in recovery or whether they're choosing not to drink for religious reasons or for health reasons, or people who just don't drink. We found, we did some research, and when I was of university age about 20 years ago, one in 10 didn't drink. Now that number's one in four. So of that demographic, there's a massive, massive culture of younger people who don't want to drink and don't want to get involved in drink culture. So again, it's just bringing all of those groups together in one space.
And it can be, you know, if you're on a night out with your friends and you're in a pub and everyone's drinking alcohol, there's that kind of, oh, you're not drinking. But I think maybe attitudes...
People peer pressure, isn't there?
I think attitudes have changed, though, Sam. I mean, you know, thinking back to, you know, previous years, you may be thinking, you know, there's not a lot of choice. But now, you know, there's mocktails, there's all sorts of drinks available for people that are non-alcoholic.
We've got a massive, massive range of drinks. We've got about 100 different drinks that we sell that range from alcohol-free alternatives, so beers, wine, spirits. We also have mocktails, so again, a fake version of cocktails.
Yeah.
Then we have like juices, we have designer adult soft drinks, and then we have all of the like normal soft drinks that you expect.
That's
and
really
kid-friendly
good.
Stuff like fruit shoots and juices and stuff like that. We also do we do cakes and we do crisps, so like your generic bar snacks, and we're in the process of discussing a food offering with another company. So we're really trying to create that feel of like an old school pub with the pool table and the dartboard and the pub quiz and everything else, without the alcohol, but in that positive mental health space. So and that's all about inclusivity, so we're looking to be inclusive for everyone and exclude no one.
I love this. So what is your background in the pub business? I mean, is this a new sort of project for you? Is this the first time you've done something like this, or
no, I my very first career when I left college, I was a chef and then kitchen manager, and then I became a front of house manager and then a pub landlord. So I had my own pubs in my 20s. Then I stepped away from the industry because it's a really tough industry to work in, and there's a lot of attrition, and it's one of the sort of starting points of my journey with addiction. And so when I came back to this now 20 years on, 15, 20 years on, I can pull on those skills that I have from back in those days. That makes sense.
Do you know, it's really inspiring to hear you talk about what you're doing. It's clearly something you're so passionate about, creating that safe space within your community. So when you were going about setting this up, I know you're in what used to be an optician's shop, I believe, in Weymouth there.
Yeah.
So when you said, you know, this is what we're going to do, we're going to have a pub, it's not going to have alcohol, I mean, what was the community sort of initial reaction? What were you hearing from people as you were sort of floating that idea past them?
The very initial reaction was really positive, although there was a proportion of people who said, what's the point in a pub without alcohol? You're opening a cafe, all that sort of thing. But as soon as we actually got the doors open and people started coming in, a lot of people have turned around and said, those comments were completely unfounded.
Yeah.
You've really been able to create that feel with that community space, but with that pub feel. So, and that's really positive. Again, people have come in and said, oh, we were expecting there just to be like cans of Coke and that's it. And like, no, this is all about championing all of those alcohol-free products that companies have gone to so much time, effort and expense to develop. So we've got such a great range. And as I said, when you're walking through the doors and you've got draft beers in front of you and you've got a wine rack full of wine and you've got a fridge full of bottled products and everything else, that's a pub, not a cafe.
Yep. It feels like a pub as well, which is the important thing. It doesn't feel like you're going to some like a cafe or somewhere where they don't serve alcohol. You know, you've got the whole atmosphere, as I say, you've got everything going on.
So yeah, and the live music, we have live music on like Fridays and Saturday nights, and that makes an enormous difference because again, it's something that you don't get in that sort of cafe environment. And again, we've tried to have a real range of different music types and different genres. This weekend is the Pirate Festival in Weymouth, so like nearly everyone's dressed up as a pirate walking around the streets. So we've got it's brilliant. So we had two pirate themed music offerings on. We had a pirate themed DJ on Friday night, and then last night we had a folk duo with a guitarist and a violinist, and it was incredible. We were at full of people, it was heaving, but it was lovely. It was it was conscientious, it was nice, it wasn't too loud, it was including everyone, and people really, really enjoyed it. So,
So we're not jealous at all of you being by the seaside on a beautiful day like today.
I can absolutely, and again, that's something that it plays into our favour, but as also there's a little bit of a negative side of it, because Weymouth is a seaside town, and a big proportion of our the people who come to Weymouth is because it's a seaside destination, and we have lots of people through the summer, and then winter it can become very flat. But by creating a space that's really community focused, we're able to keep the focus up, keep people coming in, and keep on doing different events that are for locals as well as just tourists.
Yes, that's important, isn't it, to make it for the community and the people that live in Weymouth for those winter months. And I gather people have been coming in not just from the local area, there's people that are sort of coming in just because they've heard about what you're doing, they want to experience it.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. That side of it, I'm amazed. I mean, my presence in the media has gone mad, and I wasn't ever expecting any of that, and that's a testament to people picking up on my story and understanding, and testament to the guys that I've got working with me who have like worked tirelessly to try and find some of those avenues and support that. But yeah, we've had people coming in from all across the country saying, oh, can you come and set it up in our area, can you move it to Bristol, can you move it to here and everything else. And also masses and masses of contact worldwide, so lots of people who have got in touch and said, oh, I saw your piece on BBC, but I'm in New Zealand and I think this is a fantastic idea, and that's been incredible.
Yeah.
That was, again, something that I wasn't expecting at all.
Taking your idea and, you know, hopefully other people in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, will be looking at what you're doing thinking, do you know what? This is something we need.
It's a really good idea.
I think we could do with something like this in every town. Yeah, I think it's just brilliant.
Yeah, I agree. And that's my goal. I'm not... I don't have like a plan to expand and to open up a chain. That's not me, and that's not what it's about. If that happens, that's fantastic, but that's not like on the cards.
Yeah.
What I'd love to see is someone in every town having a similar initiative to me and come in and speaking to me and saying, can you help us set this up?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then creating a community of businesses across the whole of the country that can work together delivering the same thing. And again, this community of community interest businesses, so all of this, all non-profit, but all delivering a similar thing, so that we create these community spaces but based around this alcohol-free environment.
And support each other, like you say, because, you know, the pub business is... things are tough at the moment, like they cost of living and everything like that going on.
Absolutely. It is a difficult... it's a difficult time, and... But again, from my point of view, I like a challenge. I've never been one to shy away from it. It's difficult. And I sort of looked at it and said, if I can make this work in Weymouth, it's an interesting culture in Weymouth, and it's not... If I was to take it to London, it would be... it would probably be taken a lot easier because it's a much more bohemian group and everything else. So if I can make this work in Weymouth, we can make this work anywhere across the country.
There you go. And what I love, and what I love is the fact that you've got other people, you know, community involved and different, you know, you mentioned the live music. And the other thing is Andy's Man Club. Now, immediately I saw the Andy's Man Club logo on your website, and I attend the Andy's Man Club we have here in Woking. That's a really positive thing to use of a space, isn't it, having an Andy's Man Club sessions?
Yeah, absolutely. Andy's Man Club is such an important part of my journey. I was just getting into recovery, and I was just starting to deal with some of my mental health problems when I came across Andy's Man Club, and we opened the first group down in Portland. And since then, we've grown that group, and we've been able to expand into Weymouth, which is absolutely incredible. But it's had such a positive impact on me. And again, if I can use the space that I've got that's in the town centre to support Andy's Man Club, but supporting other people, that's what I'm all about, I'd say.
Absolutely. And yeah, you're right, Andy's Man Club, I mean, it's just so inspirational. You know, in the Woking group, we've got over 50 men turn up every week. We split into three groups, and people talking about all sorts of different things, and people opening up in a way that maybe they haven't been able to do before. And it's emotional, and it feels like a brotherhood. It's just a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I absolutely agree. And the beautiful thing with the dry dock is that we're able to continue that brotherhood all day, every day. Because nearly everyone who's, all of the guys that work for me come to Andy's Man Club, because that's just always going to be the case. Yeah. And then a lot of the women that are involved in the group know about Andy's Man Club, understand about Andy's Man Club, advocate for it. So when we have punters that come in and they're not having a great day, or they're suffering with mental health problems, then it's we can all talk about it. So it's almost, for me, it's like having a shopfront for Andy's Man Club.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing.
And this is the thing, get people talking about mental health. That is so important, raising that awareness. Well, Sam, do you know, it's been brilliant to talk to you, and I want to wish you all the best for what you're doing, and hopefully, you know, we can see more of these sort of dry pubs turning up around the country, because I think you're really onto something there. So thank you for telling us your story today. Thank you very much. And just where, if we're in Weymouth, because I know a lot of people like to go down to the seaside, so where can we find you?
So we're number 6 and 7 St Thomas Street, directly opposite the post office in Weymouth. So it's effectively on the high street. You struggle to miss us if you're going to town.
Nice and central. So if you're in Weymouth, go check that one out. Yeah, brilliant. Sam, thank you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right.